Housing activists and lawmakers from across the country announced plans for an anti-eviction day of action for September 1st, the day when a number of COVID-related housing protections expire across the country, leaving millions of Americans vulnerable to possible evictions. Maurice B.P. Weeks is co-director of the Action Center on Race and the Economy, or ACRE. It's a racial justice organizing group. He said that the fallout from COVID-19 was both powerful and far-reaching.
COVID-19 has led to nearly 200,000 deaths in the country, and for many more, totally destroyed their ability to have any income or job. A staggering 30 to 40 million people are at risk of eviction unless massive state and federal action is taken. That's about 10% of the entire country's population and over a third of all renters who are at risk of eviction.
Renata Pumeral, chief of staff for ACRE, said it is urgent to address the looming eviction crisis.
Tomorrow, rent is due. Millions of tenants still cannot pay rent, and millions are at risk of eviction. On this call today, we have courageous tenant leaders who are at the risk of eviction and are calling for no evictions and no police in our communities, and who are still fighting for the cancellation of rent for the duration of this pandemic.
Among the activities planned for what is being called the No Evictions, No Police Day of Action are protests against eviction-enforcing law enforcement agencies and eviction courts, Know Your Rights summits to discuss eviction rights and laws with people who may not know what protections they're entitled to, and eviction defense training courses. Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota said that she was working on a number of bills addressing the COVID-related eviction crisis, including one that would redirect government resources spent on evictions to housing, counseling, and legal aid, and another that would offer rent and mortgage relief until the COVID pandemic was over. And to truly address the root of the problem will require a change in how Americans view the fundamental nature of housing itself.
The truth is, the housing crisis didn't begin with COVID crisis. Families have long been struggling with homelessness and housing insecurity. And instead of addressing a social economic problem with social economic solutions, we have relied on law enforcement and the criminalization of poverty. The pandemic has only exacerbated the deep disparities within our housing system. There is a better way forward. We can invest in housing on a larger scale, not seen since the New Deal. If we as a nation have the moral courage to make housing a fundamental human right, then our entire society will be better off.
I'm Scott Bowell, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.